Hello, I'm Ilya Kramer. I'm the lead developer for the Web Recorder project, and in this lightning talk, I'm going to talk about Web Recorder and some of the things that we are building as part of the Web Recorder project. So first, what is Web Recorder? The Web Recorder project focuses on building tools specializing in kind of a user-driven form of web archiving, where the user is able to direct the archiving process through their browser. The project was started in 2014 and became an independent project in 2020. And some of our key tools are listed here. In this talk, I'm going to talk about the first two, which are kind of the main browser-based archiving tools. We also have PyWB and Browser 6 Crawler, which I won't have time to cover. But these tools are used by many institutions and also provide more automated both replay and capture. So more broadly, what are some of our goals? The goals are to build free and open source web archiving tools to allow users to create and view web archives. The focus is on sort of highest fidelity capture and replay, so archiving pages as accurately as possible and playing them back. Also integration with existing archival systems, exploring the intersection of web archiving and software emulation. Working with decentralized technologies and peer-to-peer systems, and really making it as easy as possible for anyone to create, use, and share web archives. And so our motto is web archiving for all. And so what is web archiving, you might ask? And sort of the formal definition given by the National Internet Preservation Consortium, which is a consortium of institutions all around the world that do web archiving work, is that it's the process of collecting portions of the World Wide Web, preserving the collections in archival format, and then serving the archives for access and use. And so traditionally, web archiving is done with a crawler or a spider or even some sort of search engine bot that loads HTML pages, indexes them, stores them, then extracts links, and then loads new pages. And sort of in a way, the analogy is that it sort of spiders the web, loading new pages that it discovers from existing pages. And this has been traditionally performed by customized tools such as Heritrix, that's used in the web archiving community, that stores in the WARC format. Then there's also wget and htrack are some of these other tools that do this. Our focus with the Web Recorder project is on browser-based web archiving, where instead of using these specialized tools, the browser itself is the tool that creates web archives. And we believe that this sort of makes sense because the web is viewed in a web browser, and so why not use the browser as the tool that also archives the web? And this allows for much more accurate web archives. And this process allows the archiving to be much more deliberate and user-driven, so users can choose exactly what to archive, what not to. This process can mostly manual, but it can be partially automated, as I'll show later. And our focus is on quality versus quantity. So this might not archive as quickly and as much content as some of these other tools, but the focus is that what you do archive should be as accurate as possible. And so today I'm going to talk about these two tools and demo them very quickly. So for the capture, the archiving process, we have Archive Web Page, and then for viewing web archives that were archived before, we have Replay Web Page. And these tools are complementary and kind of share both interface and a shared code base. And so I'll start with Archive Web Page. So what is Archive Web Page? It is available as both a Chromium extension as well as an Electron desktop app. The idea is that you can archive as you're browsing directly. All the data is stored locally, so it's stored directly in the browser profile itself. There's export and import into a portable archival format, the WAXI format that we're working on, as well as existing formats such as WARC. And there's also an automation or autopilot system that I'll demo as well briefly. So I'm gonna do a quick demo of Archive Web Page so you can see what that looks like. Yeah, so if you go to ArchiveWeb.page, you'll see this. There will be an option to install the extension if it's not already installed, as well as to download desktop app. I do already have extension installed, and then I've enabled it here, and it's in the top right. And so I can, this is kind of what it looks like. It allows you to create an archive collection. And I'll actually go to a page that I would like to archive. So let's say it's the FOSDEM Twitter. And so I can go here, I can create web archive, and I can click on, say, call it FOSDEM demo. And then I will create this collection, and I'll click start. And so as soon as I do that, the page is reloaded. And here the extension is telling me how many URLs are currently loading. And so actually it's already loaded 281 URLs on one page and has loaded this much content. So it's sort of interactively already archived all of that. And what it's archiving is the network traffic. So essentially all of the HTTP request and response traffic that comes into the browser as the browser is loading it is being stored in the browser. And to do this, it's using the debug API, as that's the only way to do this accurately and completely. And so that's why there's kind of this warning that says, "Web Recorder Archive web page started debugging this browser." It's using the debugger to do this archiving. And so it's stored this much data. This is actually how much it's loaded, and it's deduplicated, so the actual storage is less than that. And so from here, I can interact with Twitter, but I can also, let's say I click on this link, and then it opens in a new tab. And now this page is also archiving. Now we have two pages, and this is how much data has been archived. I can click on some of these other pages. Let's say I click on news and schedule. So this page is fairly static. So as soon as the page loads, everything on that page has been archived. Yeah, so I can go back to Twitter, and let's say I want to archive all of the tweets, and I can go ahead and click all of them manually, and that will take some time. And so this is kind of a commonly requested feature, and so we have something called Autopilot, which injects a custom JavaScript behavior into the page that will then run on the page, sort of simulating what the user might do. And so I started Autopilot, and it's injected the script, and it is now scrolling through the FOSDEM Twitter feed and archiving all of the, so it should be archiving all of the images. It should be archiving all of the, yeah, so everything that's loaded in the Twitter feed should be getting archived. And you can see that it's already at this much data. It also keeps track of images as well as how many tweets have been archived so far. And so it's intentionally moving fairly slowly so that sort of to avoid rate limits. And it is archiving as sort of, I'm logged in as Web Recorder, so it is archiving with my username. So it's sort of exactly what is loaded in my browser is exactly what's being archived. And so I'll go ahead and pause that here. Yeah, I'll show you kind of what. Actually, maybe before we do that, let's also try Instagram. So here I'm on the Instagram FOSDEM Instagram feed, and I can also do a similar thing here. I can go ahead and start archiving. I can click on Enable Autopilot, and then it will reload the page. As soon as it's done loading, it will start. So it waits for the full page load to finish, and then it will start running the automation on the page. Occasionally, there's some, if it's waiting for a URL, also wants to, the idea is that we want to make sure that everything's loaded. And already it's gotten this much data just by from the initial page load. And so now it also loaded the individual post so that it remains clickable, and I'll demo that later. Yeah, and so basically the idea is that we'll for Instagram, it will go ahead and essentially go through all of the posts. And so if I let this run, it will essentially just keep going through the whole feed. Again, it's moving sort of slowly at the pace of a user to avoid triggering rate limiting, although eventually that may happen as well. If there are any comments, it will try to scroll through some of them as well. And so I'll go ahead and stop that and kind of show you what we've archived so far. So I can click on, so I'll click on stop, and then I click on browse archive. And so here, now I'm in the replay view, and so that's showing me all the pages that have been archived. So I can click on the first page, which is the, so we started with Twitter. Can also look at the page list, and I should be able to scroll down and click on all of the, so all of the images that were loaded should be archived. These individual images here should also work, and of course, it's only as far as actually gone. So the animated GIF should work. Probably stop somewhere around here, so it'll stop working. Of course, once we get to past the point that was archived. I can also click on some of these other pages. I think archive schedule, we archive news, did not archive the about page, so of course that'll be a 404. Then I can also go to Instagram, and I should be able to click on the post that we have archived. So I think we've gotten through kind of some of these. And I could possibly even be able to reload this since we captured this the single post view. Yeah, so that's kind of the idea of Archive web page, and I can go to my collection view, and from here I can also, let's say I decide I don't want some of these pages, I can delete them one page at a time, and I can also choose what pages to download, so I can choose to download some of these pages. For now, I'll just go ahead and sort of export all of them into the WAXI format, which is a format I'll cover later. Data is also available in the WARC format, which is an existing ISO standard. And yeah, so I'll go ahead and download these as a WAXI file, and then I'll go to Replay web page, which is a single page application that allows me to view these web archives. So now I can click on Choose File, and I can choose the FosDem demo, and then basically the same view. So it's same code base, but now it's loaded not in the extension, but in from Replay web that page. So this is all loaded in the browser. Nothing is sent anywhere. And from here, I should be able to also view kind of the same content that we just archived, kind of can verify that it should work, that the images should load, that yeah. So ideally, it's the exact same content. And the way that a replay web page works is that you could specify the source as part of the query, as well as the URL that's being loaded, and then you could actually link to existing web archives that are on the web. In this case, this is a local file, but if I were to enter a URL in here, I would be able to load that through Replay web page also. Another thing that a Replay web page supports is it's actually a web component, so I can also use the system to then embed Replay web page into other sites. So here's an example of Glitch. That's using Replay web page in embedded mode, and it's pointing to one of these WAXI files. Actually, I have two examples, one of Twitter and one with YouTube. Yeah, the actual HTML for this is just a web component that points to the WAXI archive and the actual, yeah, and the URL that is to be loaded. Yeah, so that's kind of a very brief overview of some of these tools. So now I'll go ahead and yeah, so kind of to wrap up. So I wanted to kind of rehash about, yeah, so I just showed Archive web page, and then I also showed Replay web page, which supports In addition to the WAXI format, it also supports WARC as well as HAR format replay. It's a client-side single page app. Nothing is sent anywhere. It all happens in the browser itself, and it can be embedded into other sites as a web component. And so now a little bit more about the WAXI format that I used. So it's a format that we're working on trying to standardize. Essentially, it packages up existing data. So we use the actual raw data is stored in the ISO standard WARC format, but also provides a random access index and additional metadata, and that's all packaged together into a zip file, and that allows for random access. So a WAXI file can be, even a large WAXI file can be loaded fairly quickly, that's sort of the intent of this format, is to be sort of a portable format that can be used to store web archives, whether they're a few megabytes or even many gigabytes in size, in a way that can be loaded in the browser quickly. And some of the features that we're working on for the WAXI format include technical and descriptive metadata, as well as a full text search index, as well as support for screenshots, approaches to proofs of authenticity, encryption, and a few other things that are in development. And the last thing that I wanted to mention is the automated behaviors that you saw. So the one for Twitter and Instagram, those are all also available as part of the BrowserScript's behavior repo. They're just JavaScript that's injected into the page. They of course require a lot of maintenance. As these sites change, we have to kind of update the behaviors to keep up, and we actually have continuous integration running, so that Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and some of these other sites are tested daily, with a crawl running on GitHub Actions, and so that way we can detect when these behaviors break and manage user expectations. We welcome collaborators and contributors, especially to behaviors. If you have an idea for a site that you think should be included, please let us know. Feel free to reach out, open an issue, and then we could add that as an automated behavior. Thank you all for listening, and probably take the remaining time to answer any questions that you may have. And here's also a few different ways to reach us. So thank you.